Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Blessing by Lisa Katske. A very good afternoon to you. If you've just tuned in, I did make a promise to you earlier on that we'd have our Pitch Your Business interview run about now. The Pitch Your Business competition is a remarkable initiative designed to empower and equip South African and African entrepreneurs through high-value training and education. This year, over 340 entrepreneurs are vying for the top spots.
The Pitch Your Business competition brings value to entrepreneurs all over South Africa and Africa through vital online business training. With marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand up for grabs, the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along with crucial in-depth mentorship.
Now, like I said, this year over 340 entrepreneurs actually are vying for the top spot, showcasing their innovative ideas and business acumen. And one of those businesses is actually run by Eric Mhlanga. Good afternoon, Eric, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Lukwa, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing well. Listen, thank you so much for having us on.
Oh.
We appreciate the opportunity to be part of this conversation and to speak a little bit about our business and what we do.
I love that. And thank you for availing your time, because I do understand you actually had something today. And I was like, hey, I'm hijacking you. And you were just ready to take it on. So thank you so much, Eric.
Only a pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, tell me, let's get this started. Could you at least tell me a bit about yourself, and maybe let's talk about your background?
Right. So, as you rightfully introduced, my name is Eric Mhlanga. I'm the founder and CEO of Infinite Ability Solutions, which is a disability services company. So, I've been an assistive technologist within the higher education sector for the past little over a decade now. My background stems from there. I'm a mathematician by profession. I hold a BSc in mathematical sciences.
Sure.
And I've been working in the disability sector for, as I said, for over almost over a decade now.
Mm.
So that's in a nutshell about me.
I lost you there. What's the name of your business?
Infinite Ability Solutions, IAS for short.
Oh, wow. Infinity Ability Services.
Solutions.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Ability Solutions, yes.
You know why I actually like it? Because not so long ago, I was doing a series of interviews with people living with disabilities, because that's what July was. And I was just saying, look, oftentimes you think it's a disability, but hey, there's the people that live with disabilities are actually very able, if you think about it. So I like the name Infinity Ability Solutions. Really, really love that.
Now, give
us a bit of a background on it. Maybe let's say yourself, like you're saying, you are a mathematician, and maybe also describe your business idea, or business idea, and what problem you would say you're trying to solve in the business.
All right. So I am a person with a disability myself. So I have permanently reduced vision due to my albinism.
Me having albinism.
Now, throughout the course of my academic career, I have received various support in regards to the field. So within the field of assistive technology, and overall access within higher education.
Mm.
And then when I started working in the field, one of the biggest glaring gaps that we saw was that you find that technology, particularly in South Africa, a lot of the students that came to universities don't have access, didn't know anything about it, didn't know where to get information. And when you come to university, they're exposed to this thing for the first time.
Mm.
Now, that was the gap that was there, and it has been like that for the past 5 years, because the market hasn't really grown that much in South Africa.
Yeah.
The technology is expensive, mainly because there's only mainly two players that actually sell assistive technology in South Africa, which makes it a lot more expensive for the average person to acquire. And hence, IAS was started. We are 2 years old now as a company. We're trying to bridge that gap between, reducing the cost of assistive technology, but also providing comprehensive disability support. So where we do disability workshops, we train people on various technology, we train people on disability itself, we do disability auditing, we provide the actual assistive technology. We are developing our own set of technology that we're going to use with the idea of getting employers to learn more about people with disabilities so that they can have a much better entrance into the job market, because that's also another challenge that we actually find in that people are graduating with degrees, but as people with disabilities, you end up either, most of them either end up in learnerships continuously without getting permanent employment. And, you know, our research showed us that employers don't necessarily know what they need to do to support them. So that's what IAS does. We developing technology to allow employers to get the necessary information based on someone's disability, the type of support they require, the type of technology that they need. We go through the whole process of onboarding, training the staff, training the employee, training, just giving everybody within the company, employee wellness, so that they understand the whole concept of accessibility within the workspace, within the workplace, because that inevitably benefits everybody. It ensures that a person with a disability is able to enter the market, and they have the support that they need. So that's what we do as IAS.
Oh, wow.
We want to empower people with disabilities.
Sure. Now, you recently engaged in online training, Eric, you know, that tackled the idea to concept development phase. What were some of the most valuable takeaways or insights that you gained from the training?
Well, one, they went through various ideations of how to develop a brand. And that was a big thing. As I alluded to earlier, we're a two-year-old company that's still quite small, trying to gain traction in this market, where the two large competitors are way ahead of us by miles. And we're trying to develop the brand so that we can get people, we can get the information out there, we can get the knowledge that we have impart to our customers and so on. So that's one of the things that I really learned, and how to effectively communicate the message of your business to your customer base. In the 2 years that we've been in existence, we've worked with private higher educations. We're working with TVET colleges across the country. So we've learned that our messaging needs to be succinct, needs to be clear, needs to appeal to our broader customer base. And that's one of the key elements that it really came out. Effective communication. How do you communicate your brand? How do you communicate your information out there so that your customers actually know what it is that you do exactly?
Sure. And also, Eric, how convenient did you find the format of accessing the training videos online? What benefit did you find in not having to actually attend an in-person session at a specific time?
Well, I think one of those benefits is the fact that you could do it at any time. As business people, we are all over the place. In our case, we are constantly moving and meeting different people with disabilities, different organizations that want our assistance. So we're not sitting still. And having the ability to do this online means whenever I have a 5 minute there, 10 minute there, I can actually sit and go through the content and learn what I need to learn, particularly for this competition. So it made things a lot easier. Not to mention that we're in a digital space, digital age now.
Yeah.
As much as we want to sit in class, it's always ideal to learn on the go.
Exactly. And I like this thing of flexibility, like you're saying. You know, you get so busy in a day's time, and when you finally catch your breath, you think, I have that course. This could be a real relaxing time. And you start going through your things, you know.
Exactly.
So it's really, really great that you're able to do that. Now, overall, do you feel that the Pitch Your Business competition is adding value to your entrepreneurial journey? If so, how?
I would say exposure is the biggest thing. in any business that you grow, in any business that you start, we fortunately we've been there for a little over 24 months now, and we are trying to we want to gain traction, we want to grow. Platforms such as this, with yourself, having a conversation with yourself about our business, helps us to for people to know a little bit more about what we do. So this competition is certainly assisting us. It's helping us. It's also going to help us develop our brand even more. People get to know about what we do, which is actually one of the biggest problems within the space that we operate, that we're trying to break. There is so much information on disability, but it does not reach the people it's supposed to reach.
Yeah.
Which is what we want to do. We want to make sure that the information that we have and the services that we have reaches the people with disabilities, reaches organizations, reaches academic institutions, so that people with disabilities can inherently benefit from the plethora of services that we offer within the South African context.
Oh, wow. Eric, it was really great having this conversation with you. And, you know, I was actually teasing earlier on saying we opened the platform for businesses to enter. And then what did you do? You sat on the sideline and you thought, I'll wait. Then they closed the applications. Now, Abba Eric Mhlanga right within. So thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for being part of this. Because now another business is listening and they're thinking, I have to be part of this next year.
Yes. Oh, certainly. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, man. God bless then.
Thank you. God bless.
Pitch Your Business is brought to you by I Am Youth, Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit, in partnership with TBN Africa and Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.